Good evening, everyone. I'd like to open the Wednesday, March 19th, 2025 Board of Directors meeting for the Town of Discovery Bay. We'd like to do the Pledge of Allegiance now. And Director Porter, would you please lead us?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Kelly, would you roll call?
Roll call been taken. Let the record show. All members are present.
Excellent. And now is the time for public comment. Well, you'll get 3 minutes to discuss anything that is not on the agenda. And we are going to start with the people that are on the phone.
There is no one on the line.
We are now closing comments for the people on the phone. If there is anyone in the room that would like to have public comment, please come and speak. Give us your name, and you'll have 3 minutes.
Hi, my name is Kurt Lawrence, Discovery Point here in Discovery Bay. I represent 50% of the people here in the room. Two quick things. When I come up with lots of like hair-brained ideas. This is one of them. Hey, have you ever thought about giving like a site tour? I know, you know, getting grips with, you know, the different wells, the processing sites, you know, if you guys ever wanted to like, you know, come up with a tour for the public, I'd probably give you one, but I'd be very interested in that. The second thing was that I find it would be useful as an outsider to get some updates on some of the projects that are going on, like the solar project, the building project, those in particular would be very interesting to have like periodic updates.
Okay. Excellent, thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to make public comment? With that, we will close the public comment and go to the consent calendar.
Move to approve.
Second.
Director Belcher?
Aye.
Director Porter?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Vice President Pitot?
Aye.
President Grant?
Aye. And now we will go into presentations. Violi and Anthony's going to be doing the presentation.
Good evening, Board. I'm bringing you February's monthly report for water and wastewater. Honestly, not a whole lot of activity in February, which is the way we like to see it. Very smooth sailing, dealt with a little bit of rain, but for the most part, numbers are fairly the same. So we're almost up, or as of the end of February, we're up to 600 safe working days. Safety-wise, just focused on JSA training, job safety analysis, mental safety analysis. Veolia has created 12 life-saving rules that we follow as globally at 48 countries, so we've implemented that in actually at Discovery Bay as well. Things that are heavily impacted in our industry, traffic, working in traffic, things like that, working from heights, confined spaces, which actually in Discovery Bay we have a lot of. So, we do that pretty regular, so we just keep an extra emphasis on that. On the next slide, we've got water systems. As of February, all of the water wells are active. Five is offline, and quick update on that. We are waiting on the final signature from the contractor, and we'll begin that deconstruction and officially plugging and abandoning well five with the state. So. That work is tentatively planned to probably start early April. So, should be fairly smooth, shouldn't be any disruptions or anything like that. As far as the filters, all the filters are online. We still have filter C isolated and offline until it's officially abandoned and removed and future planning. And as you can see, our flow for water production for the most part has kind of dropped a little bit. We did start seeing a little bit of water age towards the, not Slifer Park, towards the Safeway area of town. So probably going to move our hydrant flushing now that the rains seem to have broke a little bit. We're going to do some flushing on that side just to move fresh water to the customers there. But other than that, nothing out of the ordinary. On the next slide, you can see our trend over the last few months. As you can see, January, of course, is a month ago. And then February, look how low February dropped out. So that's both Willow and Newport dropping out a little bit. That's just folks either not in town or not using enough, as much water as they typically do. So that's why we're starting to see a little bit of water age, not actually in the treatment plants, but actually in certain parts of the distribution system. So we're tracking that. We'll move it and get it out there to make sure they got fresh water. So on the next slide. Hydrant flushing, we're still working on that, trying to dodge the rain a little bit. Valve exercising goes along with hydrant flushing. We are due to start working on CCRs again. Probably, we generally start roughly April and have to get it submitted in May. So, lead and copper is not due again for another 3 years. So, we just did that last year. No violations, no complaints on pressure or water. So, on the next slide. Wastewater, all of our lift stations are active. No real issues with that. No scheduled maintenance this month on them, other than just routine service. On the next slide, the wastewater plants, you can see our flows kind of dipped a little bit, but the wastewater is pretty stable year round. We generally don't have any real peaks or flows unless we are changing the treatment process a little bit, so for the most part, it's pretty stable. Wouldn't you know, now that we got rid of the conductivity limit, we're miraculously staying under 20,000.
Of course.
Yeah,
Murphy's Law.
Who cares?
Murphy's Law. I might just wipe that number out. It's just nice to see it a little bit longer. Percent removal of 99%, so we're doing really well. In nitrates, the whole reason for the nitrate still hanging around 5, which is great. So, system's running well.
Is that consistent? I ask that every month.
Yeah, that's pretty, the highest we've seen is 6. So, that's
so we're at half of our level. And that's not creeping, it's thin.
And
I don't ask that.
For the record, we can't risk going lower than that because what we do with nitrates, we offset ammonia. So if we go lower on nitrates, we can increase ammonia and make other problems. So we do have an ammonia limit as well, so it's a balancing act.
Okay.
As a refresher, though, what were we running prior to the...
Prior to denitrification, we were generally up around anywhere from 13 to 30. Randomly, but it was all about, then we didn't have a nitrate limit, or the nitrate limit was in the stress, it was all about ammonia. Ammonia will really affect the wastewater treatment process. We didn't have a whole lot of instability with ammonia, but that was our primary factor, so that's what we're focused on now, because we discharged to the river, and we were one of the last wastewater systems before it enters the aqueduct. They scrutinized heavily and put the 10 limit in. So when we started jacking with nitrates and nitrites, then that affects ammonia. So.
Well, it was a very expensive program, but obviously well worth it.
Mm-hmm. So. Well worth it, yeah, so far. So, on the next slide, we can see wastewater is much more stable. A little bit of slowdown in January, a little bit. That was really for us holding back. We had dumped a little bit more, if you could see December. We pushed a little bit more water out, trying to get ready for some of the rains, so another month or two, buy some time. And then in February, we started pushing a little bit more out. So nothing out of the ordinary there.
Okay. Just for clarification, that chart is a running chart. So February is 25 and March is 24, is that correct?
Correct. So every month
it's moves, just a rotating.
Okay. Those keep rolling over.
So right.
Every
month I'm with you.
That's the new data.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Next slide. Zero wastewater customer complaints, zero sewer overflows. Solids, we have not technically hauled any solids for the year 2025 yet. We will probably look in a couple more months before we haul again, so we should be okay. We're restarting our lift station clean out, so we haven't started that yet. And I'll talk about SORAD in the next slide there. But just kind of getting that kicked off, and we're still waiting on a little bit of weather to finish our painting project. So, on the say SRAD, SOVOL. This is what we're, the collection system looks like underground for the most part. Large majority follows mostly the roads. That's not necessarily what happens with water lines, but on this slide, this was what we ended up with toward the end or late 2024. And you can see there, so basically green means low risk, yellow means moderate risk, red means potential risk or clog. It means it could overflow, could be a bad signal, something like that. So the SRAD is kind of a visual for us to save the time of a lot of money, and we'll all wear a parallel collection system by CCTV and constantly, which is a lot lengthier time, a lot more traffic obstruction. So what this does is actually paint a really good picture. But you can see, for especially towards the Discovery Point kind of side of town, the old Willow side of town, we've got some red, right? Or at least we did. But if you look at the next slide, this is what we went out and redid. So we just did this as of last week. This is what the whole entire collection system looks like as of last week with the updates. Some of this is partly because we updated the, we bought a new, more advanced or latest and greatest SLRAT. It does actually a little bit longer, holds more data. So we actually had with the old SLRAT unit, we had a couple of manholes where it would just would read from point to point. So we didn't know we had the CCTV. We took the new one out there. We did that and we had a lot of better readings. We did have to take the back truck out to a couple of points just actually north of this road by about two blocks. Did have a little slight clog, but nothing that would back the system up. But if we didn't see that, it could accumulate and it could cause a problem and it could back up in people's houses. So that's the whole goal of this, is to be able to see what's coming and to start seeing if we start having a repeated trouble with a certain area of town or certain lines, stuff like that. So
I have a question, just sure. To clarify. So this new map, is it been adjusted because you've mitigated any types of clogs, or is it because the new system that you're viewing?
No, so we did both.
Okay.
It is both, one because we've got a better signal strength of the unit, a little bit better distance. At the same time, and that's the difference, and if you look back at the previous slide, there was a lot of white represents too long. It could divide it, right? So we did have some whites, we did have some reds. Reds is non clog or non obstruction. Yellows is moderate. White means it couldn't receive. So if you look at what we just did with the new unit, we only had, I think, three whites in the whole town. That's awesome. So.
And all the reds you cleaned out.
There were no reds.
You had no reds, so you cleaned all of those out. Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. In 1 month, that's...
Yeah, so, and then we still have to do this annually. We keep going every manhole, we'll keep going, but this is just what it looks like when we, if we do see a lot of reds, we go right back out there with the back truck and make absolutely sure. Might be a false read, might be a little mishap, but we don't take that risk, so.
Will the yellows pretty much stay yellow because of the system and the way it's built, and you might have low spots and that type of thing?
Sometimes it can, yeah. So you'll see some of the yellows. We actually rechecked a lot of the yellows too, not just to wait on the reds, right? Sometimes that's just that area just gets a lot of flow and it's a lot of volume, especially certain. If you see where most of those yellows are at a connection point to another main.
Right, all the way around Edgeview and all that. Yeah.
So that tends to happen. We might get it to go away, get it to clean up, but it's probably going to come back pretty soon. But just because something's red doesn't mean it will overflow. It just means that it's starting to become a potential risk.
Anthony, just a suggestion. Do you think it would help if you had this color coded a little bit to say yellow means this, white means this?
I'll be glad to put a key on there for
you. Yeah, it would probably be good. And so especially if people are looking at the agenda packet, they're like, what is he talking about?
This could be a running report you're going to give us. Just give us an example of what you accomplished.
Yeah, we won't probably present this again, for this will stay the same until we get the whole system up.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll probably take the rest of the year for us to do
it. It's almost like an annual report.
We'll forget by then. So
okay.
Please, well, speaking
for
myself.
When we talk SRAT, you kind of know what we're thinking.
I do. What's going on at the steakhouse? It's white.
That is great. So we actually, that is white because it's too long, point to point. We actually CCTV'd. That was actually an investigation. Rumor has it years ago that was supposedly a very weak point, cast iron, hex corrosion, had problems, etc. Yeah. CCTV, that is not the case, it's PVC. So we saved the town and confirmed we absolutely did not have a weak point there.
Good.
And we saved the potential capital on that and put the money.
There was actually talk at one time of having to redo that, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was just going to go right through.
You're going to cut a bunch of driveways and stuff, yeah. I resolved one time.
That's where SORF, even though SORF gave us kind of a 5-9 picture that forced us.
That's really good.
All white to CCTV.
Absolutely.
And we got both sides, about 300 feet on both ends, CCTV and a plastic all the way.
That's great news.
Yeah, absolutely.
Will you have to do that, or when will you have to, with the two new developments that are going in?
We will. So we actually are implementing that as soon as Dena Town hands any assets to Veolia, Fiscal Wastewater Collection, or for whatever reason. We actually offered the developer an opportunity for us to come in and SORF to help them and to give the town a little bit more comfort before the town took over those assets. And so they have that, but as soon as Veolia gets handed to them, we're gonna do it just for our own sake, correct? Then it will be encompassed in with the annual monitoring like we always do. The second, however, that anybody calls us, you know, hey, I think I got a backup. We did have one, I think, last week. Someone called, it wasn't actually the main, but we come and check anyway. So we still respond to every call, but this is just our way of trying to get ahead of any potential risk. So.
Excellent. Thank you. Any? Now,
you brought up a really good point, mm-hmm. and that is that you are going to go in and check this prior to the town taking possession of it to make sure all the flows are occurring in the way that they are.
Here's one thing. You won't be able to tell us if there's a bunch of rocks and things like that. CCTV and the camera will tell us that, but at least it'll tell us if we've got a bad flow. If we've got something that could get pumped to the new lift station, and then once the town takes it, it'd be a risk to our assets.
And this may be a question for staff and not for you, but for either one of you. Brian was just telling me this morning that sticks are already going up on Newport Landing, or whatever it's called now, Newport Point, and we don't take possession until it's completed and operating, correct? We don't take possession of it as it's being built because we can't see if there's any flaws until it's completed. Okay. Same thing with Vantages. Okay.
Yeah. Any questions? That's all I have. I'll add a key. I probably won't repost that until we do it again, but I will add a key.
Thank you.
What's RAT stand for again?
Say that again?
RAT.
SORF? Yeah. I don't know. I didn't create the thing.
Sewer rat, man. It's a sewer rat.
Well, I know sewer lateral, but I don't know. Well, what's the rat one?
I laugh because the software for it's literally called SORF.
Is there any education that can be done? I mean, is there anything causing that the community is fostering any types of these events?
That is an ongoing battle with the whole country. There is some things getting folks to listen. A lot of it is quite literally the non-flushable mm-hmm. pipes. That's probably the biggest damage and risk. Every one of those wipes, oh, you can flush them, no, you can't. Those non-flushable wipes is what they really are, do more damage to our lift station pumps than anything. They do more clogs and things like that. So what happens is we get overloaded with them at certain times. We have devices on the pumps to try to save the town a lot of energy. Slow rotate, slow racking up, VFDs is what they're called. Too many of those baby wipes in certain areas come through at one time and they clog the pump. So to do another baby wipe thing, they actually have education programs where you can try to get outreach for that kind of thing. There is studies, there is things you can do. Getting the folks' attention to actually do it is a lot harder about it. But we definitely have things we can share with the town. We've done it other projects. Would it be all right?
Director Melcher, we did a No Wipes in the Pipe campaign, where it was multi-jurisdictional in the area. So we could do something like that, where we put out posters and things like that.
Okay, good to know. Okay.
In my opinion, the real problem is the industry. They advertise it on TV as being mm-hmm. flushable, and it's not. And it creates mm-hmm. havoc in all sewer systems. Like Anthony said, it's a national problem. Yeah. Yeah. But yet we allow them to advertise as if they are flushable, mm-hmm. and they're not. Yeah. And I don't know, that's like something you need to take to Congress, you know what I mean, and say, hey, legislate it so they can't call it a flushable wipe, because it's not.
Yeah. The other risk besides that is contractors. is when you got developers like we've got, picked up the concrete, dumping whatever down a manhole on the back street. Or while we're on SO Rat your assets before we take possession. That's why some John Doe, they might not officially do it or intend to, but somebody's gonna throw something down the manhole.
Could be a subcontractor, we've had that problem.
The only real fix to that is welding the manhole lid shut. The problem and risk to that is if we take that approach, and a lot of plants do that, a lot of systems do that, especially military base. The problem with that is if you weld them shut, that slows us down being able to pump them out and get the clog out if and when you really had a backup. So it causes sometimes more risk than it helps. So that's, but if we could teach folks to stop doing those two things, that'd be a good thing. So, any questions?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good report.
The manager's reports, we have a general manager's report.
We have a general manager's report. So I wanted to show you on our website. So give Kelly a second to pull that up for us. We have a new communication page. And it's under the tab Living Here. And then Future Growth and Development. And then Utility and Infrastructure Projects. So our future projects will be going under here.
Mm-hmm.
A little video, and then you can click on those, and it gives you a little bit of an update. So we'll update that as the projects go.
Oh, that's great.
So. Wow, did you prep Kirk to come ask this
Kirk,
question?
Are you paying attention to this?
I mean,
there's going to be nice stuff written about it, right?
So these are the future projects, and as they become workable projects, then they'll move to a different tab where it says current projects.
Mm-hmm.
So, back to the main page, and if you scroll down, there's current projects, and so we've updated that with, you know, we've got the Rangeland Splash Pad, the park, and some median upgrades.
That's awesome.
We'll just keep shifting those around. So that's one update. The second update is the board workshop is tomorrow at 4, and we'll be holding that in the classroom like we do on an annual basis. And that's the
anything
end of
else.
Work.
Thank you, Dina.
So one more thing. Tomorrow, I have two managers that are out. One is a week-long training, and the other is out for a personal reason. So it'll just be myself and Margaret and Andy presenting to you. So.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Ooh,
we get
to see Andy 2 days.
Wow.
I didn't have her
office. All right. Any comments on the director's regional meeting and training reports? Anything you want to bring up, Kevin? Anybody have any questions? Okay, we'll go on from there. Legal, we'll be hearing from you tomorrow.
Yes.
Any future agenda items?
You have to discuss.
All right, with that, we will close the Discovery Bay Wednesday, March 19th, Board of Directors meeting.